the hana, the kesef that works when there's an adon chashev, it's mekabel the money from the isha or from the mocher. And then I want to go back specifically to what we touched on when we first read the Gemara, back on Daf Hamed Beis and the Ramban there. What is the amira? Rashi says it's kachili bekach by kedushin. What is the amira, and what about by mecher? Is there a need for amira? Why yes? Why not? So let's first just focus on the question of the nature of the kesef. So we have the statement of Achen Leinim Mamona that Rava establishes what we said before is true by Mammon as well. Rashi connects it specifically to the dinim of Arav Evikanani and Bidin Shneim. Rashi doesn't mention the halacha of Kabbalah Sadam Chashuv. Rishonim discuss why didn't Rashi mention it. Some Rishonim say it's not that Rashi doesn't agree that the halacha would apply there, just that Rashi didn't think that that's what's meant by Vechen Mamona, because it was Rava's statement, and Rava was Mesupik, after all, about whether it works by Kedushin. So you can't talk about Mamona if you're not even sure by Kedushin. According to this, you know, so then Lamaisa, if in fact we hold that it works by Kedushin, our puppet says it works by Kedushin, then it would work by Mamon. Rashi wouldn't disagree. Then they have svaras, perhaps, that Rashi would hold that if Dak Taka would not work by Mamon. They also point out that the Rif and the Rambam did not bring this halacha down by Mamon, only by Kedushin. That requires, obviously, a hesper, why didn't they mention it. The Rach clearly connects it to what says right before. V'chein l'nei Mamona goes on the case of Adam Chashuv, and the Gemara is telling us that the same thing is true by Mamon Pashtus, that means by Karka. That's the way the Torah brings it, l'halacha. It's brought l'halacha, that means that the Mocher gives money to the Lokeach, and if the Lokeach is an Adam Chashuv, then that's considered as if the Mocher was receiving money, and therefore the sale goes forward. That's by Karka. However, the Rishonim Medayik from the Rach, the Rach says Nechasai, and the Rach seems to be saying that it works from the Talitin as well. And that's where the Ramban doesn't understand how could the Rach say this. The Rach, says the Ramban, makes sense to say that it's considered Kesef or Ma'os, that's what we have in our Sugya. But how could you say it works by Metaltrin? When Metaltrin, Kesef is not Kona. So it can only work within Chalipin. So I don't see that this could be a Kli. And that's where the Rashba comes back and defends the Rach, and says that really, it's not really Kesef anyway. I mean, so how can it be Kesef? The answer is that we are going to imagine that it's Kesef, and the Rashba says very interesting words. He says, Atu b'isha u'b'karka hana zu kesef mamashi, hana yesh kan kesef enka. Rather, el kidei l'kayim kavanas ha-makne v'dayto anuroin hana aso ki'u yesh lo mamashi is kayim dayto olav. So because to sustain the kavanas hamakna, we imagine this hana as if it were kesef. And therefore, Gabi Isha, that kesef works, we can imagine it's kesef, and that's why it works by Isha, and by Karka as well, by Metaltelin, that you can't have kesef. So we imagine the hana, the kavanas adam chashiv, is a kli, the kiblo b'chalipin. Therefore, it works all the time, v'arech. He likes this pshat very much. So we explained from various Achronim, from Murzovsky and others, exactly what's the pshat in the Rashba Bidas HaRach. So there are really two inyanim we have to emphasize. Number one, what does he mean we don't have kesef? L'chara, there is kesef. No, Hanazke kesef. We know this from many places. The Ritva makes repeated reference to the Hanazke kesef. We have the Mishnah on Samach Gimel, and the Gemara there, Schokafanai, Rekodafanai. How does he say it's not kesef? And then, secondly, what does he mean? Therefore, Rowan Osakilu Kesef, what kind of imaginary idea is this? We imagine it's Kesef. What is it? What's the idea? So, we explained, just to go over Bekitzer, that as far as why it's not Kesef, we know Hanoske Kesef, there's a fundamental difference between the cases that we have later and the case over here. What's unique about the case of Adam Chashuv, Kabbalas Adam Chashuv? The fact is that this is not something that typically people would be kodesates a schar for. In other words, kodefanai, schokefanai, it's something that you can imagine is a marketable service that naturally someone could say, you owe me for that which I did for you. It's a schiros. You can imagine a schiros for such a thing. This, that a woman gets hana, and Rashi says, yeah, why is it worth a pruta? Because you could pay a pruta for such a thing. But that's not enough to say that inherently this idea, this service, if a Adam Chasin Kabba Matana, you can send her a bill in the mail. You know, I did a service for you, now Magia Li payment for it. It's not that way. There is a Hana of Kesef. But it's the there is a Hana that you could say in some sense can be valued as Kesef, but it's not Kesef. It's not the type of thing that you can that you view as Kesef inherently. So that's the chiluk between this and Tzchokufana and Kodufana. So what is that? What's the next level? So how does it work? The answer is because the whole yesod of Kesef anyway is the fact that every kinyan has a mechanism. How does it work? Meshicha, you bring something into your reshus that shows bailus. How does Kesef work as a kinyan? Kesef creates on the part of the one who receives the Kesef a sense of gemiras das, a generous feeling that you want to give something for it in return. That idea of Gemiras Das, that's where Kesef is koneh. Says the Rashba, this very special feeling that comes from the fact that Adam Chashav accepted the Matana, that creates the Gemiras Das on such a level that's equivalent to the Gemiras Das that comes with Kesef. And therefore it accomplishes what Kesef accomplishes, therefore it can work as Kesef and be koneh for you. And Kedushin work. Says the Rashba, so too by Chalipin. Chalipin also has its Mahalach. That when we hold our ground, that the Suder is given by the Kona to the Makna, so the Makna gets the Suder, and it's a Kli. So it doesn't have to be a Shabbat Kli, but it's a Kli. As Hashiva says, a Kli. When the Makna takes the Suder, even if he's going to give it back, even if he typically gives it back, or he has to give it back, but there is a certain Gemiras Das that's created from the receiving of the Kli. And so it says the Rashba, when you have the Adam Chashav accepting the Matana, the feeling that is identical to that of what happens by Chalipin, and therefore the Gemiras Das that's created is the same as what happens by Suder, therefore we imagine it to be a Kli as well. So whatever is achieved with Kesef, by Karka, by Kedushin, whatever is achieved by Kli, by the Tautelin, by Chalipin, you have the same result in the case of a person who feels the Hana of the Kabbalah Sadam Chashuv. So you couldn't necessarily extrapolate to other Hanas. In other words, it's unique to this case. Just a little bit of a raya that they bring. The Chronim mention Aran in Bamitsia and Tav Tezayin. The Gemara there talks about a Gazlin who steals a field, and then after selling, he sells it to someone else, and then he buys it from the Mocher. From the Nigzal. The Gazlan steals a field, sells it. Obviously, the shtar is worthless. It's not a real sale because he's a Gazlan. But then he goes and pays the Nigzal money. And then the Gemara says that it could be, in a case like that, the Lokeach, Min HaGazlan, is Kona. But the Gemara says, how could it be Kona? There was no valid shtar for that Mechira because he was a Gazlan at the time. Mars says a svar, and so I was highly worth shot in this, but many Rishonim learn, as I'm going to tell you now, the Gemara says that since there's a Hana that exists, that the Lekeach knows that the Gazlan went out of his way to see to it that the field gets to stay by him, to show that he stands behind the fact that he sold it to him, even though when he sold it to him he was not authorized to sell it. But that which there's a Hana that's created. Kirecha delekum behemnuse. Tehei be'amamino, behu Hana delo kamale midi v'kasamachale, tarach u'maisile, gamo makile. So all those efforts that the Gazlan made to pay the nigzal for that karka subsequent to his selling the karka that was stolen, all of that brings a certain Hana, and that Hana is what allows the lokeach to keep the karka. So again, it's a gemara, it's a difficult gemara. But the Ran, among other Rishonim, learned pshat, I read it from the Ran there, not gemara. And the Ran, interesting, he compares it to, lo and behold, to our gemara. The Ran says, Mutatsinan, that he ana de lo kamale velo midi kamaknare kulomar, the hana zu shehu machziko b'ne'eman. This Hana that he's machzik him as a honorable person and he relies on him, chashuvihi be'enav umakna osalo ba ki igu nosim odamim. So it means that the Gazi now took you know, when he bought the land, so now it's the Gazan's land. So how did it become automatically the land of the Lokeach Min HaGazan who bought it before the Gazan had a right to sell it? But now he knows that he's viewed as a Adam Neman. So he's makdid to him ki'ilu nosin lo damin. So that creates the basis for a kinyan that the Lokeach can keep the land. Tzok d'ran, kidamina b'kiddushin. We're in kiddushin, nafzai. The nesina, ba'adam chashuv, mikudeshes. So what does the Ran want? He brings our Gemara as a riot to this idea. So the Rishon, the Achronim want to say, many Achronim, Rozavsky, others, that the Ran is trying to show you that you can have sometimes a situation where it's not really Kesef. You can't view this as a Kesef, enough Kesef. This is totally not something that you can imagine, you know, people paying for. But the Hana has a certain degree of, you know, of satisfaction and feeling and goodwill that it can itself create the kinyan. And the example he gives is our Gemara. Okay, so this is one interesting supported idea of the Rashba. So the Rashba goes and says it works even for Chalipin too. Now, I want to connect this to something interesting that the Rishonim deal with, another question. That various Rishonim, you saw the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, all the Ran here, they all raise the following issue: how to reconcile our Gemara that speaks about Adam Chashuv by Kedushin and also according to the Rach by Mecher, but when by an Adam Chashuv that's considered a Hana, with that which we find also in Bamitzia by Chalipin, a Machokis Rav and Levi. What is the din of Chalipin? Who gives the Suda to who? So we hold like Rav. Who gives the Suda to who? The Kone gives the Suda to the Mak. That's Shitas Rav. However, Levi disagrees. Levi holds that it's Kelav Shel Mak. Now, it has to do with Pshat in the Pasuk in Rus, right? Shalaf Yishnalo, and it says over there also that with Boaz and the Vayishlof Nalo, Boaz and the Goel, who exactly gave to who? So, according to Levi, it's the Makne that gives the Suda to the Kona. How does that work? So how can that create a kinyan of Chalipin? The Gemara's lashon there is, first Gemara tries to understand Levi, then Gemara says, I'll tell you the Pshat, ki davinu lekaman, Gemara works out what's the Cheshbon according to Levi. Namely, that he ana dekam mekabel minei gomer ba'aknile. There's a hana that the makna gets in the knowledge that this Kona took something from him. In other words, the Kabbalah of this Suder gives the Nosein HaSuder a sense of Hana, satisfaction, and with that he can now transfer what he wants to transfer. That creates a Gemara stuff. There's no mention of Adam Chashu. So whoever you have here, whoever the case might be, whoever this Kona is, Chashu, not Chashu, doesn't matter the level of distinction. Levi says there is an automatic feeling of hana that comes when someone receives matana. So here we have a double question as the Rishonim deal with this. Both the Rav and with Levi had to reconcile with Asugya. Asugya says that there's a notion called Kabbalas Adam Chashuv, but only Adam Chashuv. Not Adam Chashuv, it doesn't work. So Mitzad Echad, the Kasha is on Levi. That Levi holds that there's a apparently Hana by every person, not just Adam Chashuv. So how does Agam Rashi's only by Adam Chashuv is considered Hana? Second question is on Rav. Rav doesn't allow for there to be a Kinyan Chalipin with the Maknes Suder, only with the Konas Suder. Even by Adam Chashuv, Rav doesn't distinguish. In other words, let it be at least a Kinyan Chalipin by Adam Chashuv, just like by an Agam. These are the questions that the Rishonim deal with. And they suggest various answers, both being the Rav and the Levi. So let's maybe look at everything. Look at the Ran, and I want to compare something from that to the Rashba. The Ran, Ikal Medak, Harperk Hazar Pligi Rav Levi, and he brings Shitas Levi, Bekelov Shel Makne, but he anar to come kama tana mineno gama makne. And Rav says, Kev Shel Kona Dafka. Sakharan, Ufum Sugyan, The Levi Kasa, the Rav Kasa. So we have a Kasa, how do we reconcile Rav with our Sugya? How do we reconcile Levi with our Sugya? The Levi Kasa, the Hacham Rinan, the Dafka, the Mechashavika, and the Kimakab Minema Tana, the Bustam and Shilo. Only Adam Chashuv, there's a Hana. The evil Levi come at the Kulian Shikon and the Kelev Shalmak. Ula Rav Nami Kasha, the Ilu Amad the Dafke of Shokona, of Shomakna Loa Filu Chashu. Rav doesn't make any differentiation that the Kelev Shalmak never works. The Ilu Hachamaskin of Adam Chashuv Kona, Filu Bishalmakna. No, if you held that our Gemara never spoke about Mammon, of course, that would not be a problem on Rav. That's what the Ritva brings B'toch HaDvarim, that if you hold like Rashi, and you explain Rashi, the Rashi holds that it only is true by Ev Kanani or even Din Shneim, and not by the Mechashuv, then of course Kasha and Rav wouldn't be a Kasha. But Lamaisa, there are two Rishon. So let me do this way. Let's go backwards. The Kasha and Rav, the Ran takes care of. The Ran says it's only considered an Adam Chashuv, a Kabbalah Adam Chashuv is considered a Hana when it's for keeps. Masha Enkein over there by Suder, where the Machna gives the Kona Suder and the Suder is going to be returned. So that already would not be, even by Adam Chashuv wouldn't be a Chashivas. Okay, wouldn't be a Hana. Okay, that's one of the answers that works according to Rav. Say there are other answers. Let's focus on the answer for Levi. Let's see what they answer. What is the answer for Levi? Why does Levi seem to assume that there's a Hana even by a Kabbalah of an Adam She'eino Chashuv? And here in the Gemara, we only treat this as a Hana for purposes of Kiddushin and for Mechira, only by Kabbalah's Adam Chashuv. Aye, Levi says, seems to be always a Hana. Says the Ran, Levi Amalach. Nihi de kuli yama ikal amema de bayi anna de mekab mine matan agama makni afi heka de lava dem chashuv. Why? Because there afa gav da hu hana li hana lo shavya pruta. The question is, what value do you assign to the Kabbalah of an Adam She'eino Chashuv? So it doesn't have to rise to the level of hana of a pruta. And yet, gav yishar kinyanim mahani yamidim chalipin. For all the kinyanim, Chalipin can work because we hold koni b'kli apishena shav pruta. So a Kabbalah of a suda of an adab shena chashuv can count for chalipin because there is some hana. Just that hana is not viewed as a pruta's hana. But by isha the pachas shav pruta lo mekanya nafsha. There dafka adam chashuv da na dilei shav pruta mekanya ba isha midin damin. אבל אדם שאין לך חשוב, דלא שב יענה, דילי פרוטה, אי אפשר תקנה בה אישה, לא מתרס, גם לא מתרס חליפ. So what's the Ran's tats? There's two levels. There's Kabbalah's Adam Stam, and there's Kabbalah's Adam Chashuv. The difference is, Adam שאין לך חשוב, זה מקבל מתנה, that's not called a Shabba Pruta Hana. So that cannot work by us, by Mitoras Kesef, it cannot work by Kiddushin. But as far as Levi's Shita by Chalipin is concerned, since the halacha is Chalipin doesn't need to be a Kli B'Shav Pruta, so even Adam She'eino Chashuv is going to work. What does the Ran mean? So that comes down to a question of Kabbalah's Adam She'eino Chashuv is a Hana of less than the Shav Pruta. What does the Ran mean? Maybe that's what it means, like the word is saying. Maybe the Ran means a little bit of a different twist. The Hana of a Kabbalah's Adam Stam is not a Hana of Mammon. Hana it is, but it's not called Hana of Mammon. You don't imagine that has a value, money, monetary value. Maybe Adam Chashuv, that has considered to be Mammon. By Chalipin, you don't need Mammon. Kli is enough. When it comes to Kiddushin, you need a Kesef. So maybe that's what the Ran means. Not so much Pruta versus less than a Pruta, whether it's called Mammon or not. But either way, the Ran's words talk about a Pruta, less than a Pruta, Seder. However you explain it. Let's contrast that to the way the Rajba says it. The Rashba has the same kasha, Ben Rav Ben Levi. So let's focus again on Levi. How do you reconcile Levi with our Gemara? Here it says only Adam Chashuv is considered Hana, and Levi says every person who skips the Matana is considered to be giving Hana to the no sin. Zok the Rashba the following words. Hiksha Ramban, Levi the Amar. Notice what the Rashba says. Yeshuomar, Isha Shaini. She'ena makna atzma ela bahana rabasi ki kabalas adam chashiv. Avo hasam bechodehu maknile. Let's stop with this. The Rashba does not focus on what? On the mammon. Pruta, less than a pruta. The words of the Rashba are totally different. The Rashba focuses on what? Hana rabasi versus hana kodim. What's hana rabasi? Atu chashiv kabal. What's hana kodim? Kabal of stamakris. Says the Rashba, that's the answer. Isha is only makna atzma for hana rabasi, like Adam Chashiv, who's makabel. But over there, kodim. What I see in the Rashba, why is the Rashba focus on the question of how much of hana it is? I mean, that's, you should talk about whether it's a kesef and how much kesef it's worth. The answer is Rashba Ushitasa. The Rashba says in the next piece that we just saw that it's never really kesef. It's never kesef. The mechanism of Kabbalah's whoever is that it's a kayim das hamakna, kavanas hamakna v'daito. Means it achieves what the kesef does or what the kli does. It achieves that gemiras das. And that's what's happening with the Kabbalah and the hanada comes from the adam chashiv or whoever be makabel the matana. Says the Rashba. So that's what's happening in our Gemara. But says the Rashba, the difference is that how much of Anna do you need for there to be that the woman has that Gemiras Das to become his Kadeshus? Anna Rabasi should give herself over. Kabbalah Sattva B'chashiv is also not Kesef, like we saw. Atu Kesef? Kesef Mamishu? Hana Yeshka. So the Rashba's distinction is based on the level Hana, not about whether it's a Pruta or not a Pruta. Where the Ram means that with different words, I don't know. But the Ram's focusing more on the Pruta versus less than the Pruta. But the Rashba Chora is saying it very much within his frame of reference. That the issue here is not about Kesef, it's about Hana. And the Hana that creates the Gemiras Das, that Kesef would create. Says the Rashba, there's two levels. There's Hana Rabasi, that's what Adam Chashiv is Mekabel. And that's what a woman will give herself for. For anything short of Hana Rabasi Stam Hana, that would not have the same level, Gemiras Das. Whereas over there with Levi, you can have already enough of a Gemiras Das with Hana that's smaller. But either way, the Kabbalah of whoever is not inherently Kesef. Why? You don't sell that kind of a thing. It's not something that people pay money for. It's simply something that can create Gemiras Das and perhaps can therefore achieve the same type of degree Gemiras Das that Kesef can achieve or Nisina Suder can achieve. But in terms of Kiddushin, you need to have Hana Rabasi like this, and therefore you can't extrapolate from here to a case of a Kabbalah Badim She'en L'chashiv. It's never about money. It's always about the level Hana. I think I see that in the Rashba very much in sync with the other Rashba. Okay. Questions? Yeah.
Do we have to say that the Ran holds, like other Rashbas you saw, that it's just Hana going back, but
not? I'm not sure. The Ran, we read yesterday, the Ran B'negei, the Rach. I'm not sure if the Ran understands it exactly like the Rashba just didn't explain himself as the Rashba did. Or maybe the Ran had a different way of reading the Rach. I'm not sure. Because here he talks about Pruta, but it could be Pruta means in some way some degree of Kesef. I don't know. I'm not sure what the Ran do with the Ran. I'm not sure.
If he holds it in the same like quality type of money coming back, just a different amount. So
Yeah.
They don't work together. So you have to say it was working because of the Hana.
Yeah, I mean, you look in the Ramban. Also, you have a little bit of a deal here where the Ramban uses so mixes and matches the Lashonos. The Rashba is straightforward, doesn't mention the word Prut at all. And the Rashba is clear to me. The Ramban is not clear. Yeah. Yeah.
You understand the question? We're asking on Levi, why is he the other question?
Why does Levi seem to hold that even a Stama Kabbalah of an Adam Stam is also Hana, and Agamar only says that there's Hana by Yadun Chashev? That's the question to Rishon. The Gemara is talking about who gives the Suda to who. Shitas Levi is that the Makne can give the Suda to the Kone, and with that there'll be a Kinyan Chalipin. Why? How does it operate? The Ahiyana that the person accepts the Suda, so the Makne feels good. That's Shitas Levi. We hold the other. We hold that Rab, that the Kone gives the Suda. Meanwhile, you see, according to Levi, however, that it's considered to be enough for a no-sane if someone is mekabel from him something, even if the mekabel is not a special guy. No, but meanwhile, instead, that's what underlies Kinyan Chalipin. But meanwhile, the premise that you can have a hana that exists with the Kabbalah of an Adam She'en Chashuv, that seems to be against our sugya. Our sugya speaks about the concept of Vahi hana, that who's Mekabel Matana? Only Adam Chashuv. That's the steer. In other words, I understand there the context was Chalipin, but meanwhile, that's the problem. How does Agamar speaks that there's only Hana by Adam Chashuv, and Agamar seems to say there's always a Hana. Yeah,
with this answer, how do we know how to quantify what would constitute enough Hana for a woman, and unless you have something to follow?
So I think it's, again, I think it's you're right, it's not like you can quantify it. But as we were saying in the Rashba, I think you have to recognize it's like this. When an Adam Chashuv accepts a gift, and he typically does not, while it's not something that you can sell on the market and he can send her a bill for, but it's a very unique experience. It's a very unique, elevated experience. And Adam Chashuv took it from me. It's something that it gets you to the point of Gemara's Das that any Kesef will give you, or any Mesinas Kli will give you. And again, it's not something you necessarily can extrapolate, except that the Rishonim did it in one particular instance, in Agamara, as I mentioned, the Ran in Bamasia. But it's not something you can naturally translate to other situations. It's a unique type of, it's a very sublime type of hana. You know, it's a unique idea.
I'm saying, how do you know, why is it that a woman requires more than her? I understand that this one is obviously bigger than that, but I'm saying, what about a woman makes it more than a chalipin? Like, how do you say that it needs to be more? Like, maybe a chalipin also you need just as much. If you have no numbers to work with.
Right. So that's what you see in Levi. Levi says that chalipin doesn't require that much. And as long as you can say that there's some kind of a measure of, you know, Isha for Kiddushin, we see by Gav Gimel, the Pesach Shaputu Makanya Nafsha, just to take that as a marshal, you see that to give Kiddushin, there's a certain sense that it has to be something of, you know, more Chashuv. So Hana, Stam, the token Hana that exists, but somebody took a Matana, that's not something that the woman would naturally be Miskadesh for. Yeah, Ari, yeah.
I guess it's more just a question in general. How do we balance the idea of
right. These are all it's interesting. In other words, Misad Echad, you see a woman is not so quick to give over herself for something short of what seems to be her level of what she expects. Misad Sheni, we have a Svar Tavla Mesa Tandu that may be Hanar Koldu. It's a good question. I mean, you can ask the same question. It's interesting. I off the cuff, I would just say like this. I think they're both valid svaras, and each svara can be brought into a Shaka Vitaria for purposes of pushing back. In other words, you have to know, you know, that they're both valid svaras, but the question is, in a Shaka Vitaria, if I have a din in one case and I want to learn out to Kedushin, or I have a Kedushin I want to learn to something else, so that's where I can always say that maybe it's different, that Kedushin, one direction, the other direction. But exactly how to really put it all together, it would be nice if we could come up with something. I don't know. I have to think about it more. I want to go back to Daf Hey Amud Beis. Now the question of the Amira itself. Okay, what is the Amira by Yadav Pas? Rashi here, on our Gemara, there has to be an Amira, understood in Rashi, right? But what is the Amira? Rashi's Lashon is, V'kadosh anilach, V'hu kiblo, V'amala hizkadshili b'kach. So what happens? She says, take this money and I'll become miskadeshes to you. He takes the money and then he says the following words, hizkadshili b'kach. Rashi doesn't include in his Amira a reference to the Hana of his Kabbalah, that he's accepting the kach, meaning with this money. Why does Rashi Bachal have to mention that he says something? So the first intuitive response is, because if you don't have an Amir on his part, then what you have in effect is a case that we call what? Nasan Hu, the Amra He. In other words, if he said nothing, then the only Amira came from her. True, he's giving her something. True, he's giving her something in his Kabbalah. Kabbalah said, Nuchashiv is like he's giving her something, but there's no Amira. The din of Nasan Uvamra, he is stated in Adaf Hei Amud Beis. Sveiko might not be called Tiyika Nasan Uvamra. So because of the Safek Kedushin, here we're saying it's a Vada Kedushin, so you require an Amira. Safek Kedushin it will be, but it won't be Vada Kedushin. That's the Pashtus. However, Rabbi Kibbe Eger is Medaik, others are Medaik with Tosus on Daf Hei Amud Beis. It seems to suggest, Tosus, that fundamentally, without an Amira, it won't be anything. It won't even be a Safek Kedushin. Where do you see that in Tosus? The Gemara brings a Braisa that starts with the case of Nasan Uvamer, which works, and ends with the case of Nasan Uvamer, who doesn't work. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So the Diyukim of the Reisha and the Seifa are going to be in conflict with each other. Nasan Uvamra who works? What about Nasan Uvamra he? Nasan Uvamra he doesn't work. What about Nasan Uvamra he? So the Gemara works out according to the second Teretz, Sveik. Fectosis, why not be Medayg another thing from the stira between the Diuk of the Resha and the Diuk of the Seif? Right? What does Tosus ask of both say? What about, what case? Nasna he v'amra hu. Festosis, no, that would not be, you wouldn't have to mention that issue. Why? Because that's lopsikale. In other words, olam, you could say nasnahi v'amrahu doesn't work. Aye, so how come the Braisa and the Sefer only mentions nasnahi v'amrahi? If the din would be the same by nasnahi, nasnahi the what? Nasnahi v'amrahu. So why is it nasnahi v'amrahi? Because there is one case of Nasnahi v'amarhu that would be Mikudeshes. Pa'amim Mikudeshes ba'adam chashu, kida amal kaman. So therefore, it's lo psikale. You couldn't say the case definitively, Nasnahi v'amarhu ena Mikudeshes, because most times lo ena Mikudeshes, but there is a case of Mikudeshes. What is Tosus therefore implying very strongly? But the case that is stated is psikale. Across the board, the din is the same. Nasni v'amrei ena mekudeshes b'vadai bein ba'adam she'ena chashu bein ba'adam chashu. That's clearly the mashmos of Tosus. Everyone here, everyone on board, yes? That's the diuk of Tosus. Tosus seems to be saying clearly, Nasnahi v'amarhu Nasnahi v'amrahi. Nasnahi v'amrahi. Eina mukudeshes. When? Even by Adam Chash. What's the problem with that? Chora, Nasnahi v'amrahi should be l'chola pachas what? Safin mukudeshes. Because Nasnahi v'amrahi by Adam Chashuv should be the equivalent of what? Nasan who? V'amrahi. That's the diuk in the Tosfos. So there are those who try to say a svara that maybe without an amar hu, there isn't that reality of a hana of a kabbalas adam chasuv. Somehow, what allows that the chasivus of the hana is when he says something. A svar, know exactly what that svar means exactly. There's such a svar that's out there. So there's a separate reason why you need an amira, not just in terms of the din of kiyikach, but in order that it should be considered a nasan hu. Short of an amira, it's not called nasan hu. Such a svar is out there. Shmuel Yosef Kibega says that svar clearly is not accepted by the Tur. Why? Because the Tur quotes the din of Adam Chasuv by Karka, and the Tur says that the Mocha gives the mana to the Lokeach and says, I want you to acquire the Karka with your Kabbalah, your Adam Chasuv. And the Tur says that he's calling it the Karka, and the Tur leaves out any requirement that he say anything. Says the Kivega, so what do you see in the Tur? Against that Svara of the Zachronim, that you needed a Nira in order to validate the Kabbalah Sadim Chashav to be called a Hana. Because if that were the case, then you should need it not just by Kedushin, you would need it by Mechira as well. Because it's not called a Nasan Hu otherwise. He didn't give Kesef. Just because he received Kesef and he's not a Mechashav, it's insufficient unless you say something. Apparently the Tur understood the only reason that you need the Amira is because otherwise it would seem to be a problem of, right, that there's no Amira by Kedushin, so it's a Suffolk Kedushin. But by Mechira, there's no reason to have an Amira. But that's against what seems to be in Tosfos. Tosfos is Meduyik that Nasna Iva Amrahi is Eina Mekudeshes at all, even by Adam Chashev. So what's the Pshat in Tosfos? So that's the first thing we have to think about. Now, notice in the Gra says on Tosfos, Harif, Rambam, Rashba, Chokin, Alzeh. What's happening here? Let's take a look at the Ramban's Hasag on Tosfos. The Ramban has a problem as follows. What did Tosfos discuss? Why are we not mentioning Nasnahi Va'amar Hu? Mishum Dilo Psikale. Adam Chashuv it's Mekudeshes. Nasnahi Va'amar Hu, says Tosfos, is Mekudeshes by Adam Chashuv. Zot the Ramban, let's take a look at the Ramban on that. Yesha Iksha! This is Tosfos' question. V'leiduk v'leima nasna ivamahu? Why only midak nasna ivamahu? That's midak nasna ivamahu. Uparik! And they answer, Mishum delo psikale. That case is not always going to be the same halacha. In other words, Nasnahi Amahu Pa'amim Mekudeshes. Says the Ramban, this entire kasha doesn't get off the ground. The Medayek Nasnahi Va'amahu, and then answered, no, because Pa'amim Mekudeshes by Adam Chashav. No, Velohi, it's not correct what you just said. The answer is not gonna work. Why? The Adam Chashav Bari Lememale. What does Adam Chashav have to say? B'schar she'akabel mimeich matona his kadshili. What is required of the Adam Chashav to say? Now, Nusach of the Amir, according to Ramban, what is it? Not Hare'at Mekudeshesli. Hare'at Mekudeshesli b'schar she'akabel mimeich matona. V'os b'schar she'aveprut al-dida. And says the Ramban, if that's what he has to say, because it's clearly what has to be said, Nemela says the Ramban, Nimsesh Nasanu Vamahu. Let's stop right here and understand what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is assuming in the Nusach HaAmira what is required of the man. What must he say when he receives the mana for this to be a Kedushin? Not just Harei Amikudeshesli, or Harei Amikudeshesli B'mana, or B'kach. He has to reference his Kabbalah, which is what inherently in the Kabbalah is the Hanada is giving. He has to mention the Kabbalah in his Amira. And if that's what's necessary, says the Ramban, so what is the case there for an effect? Not a case, what? Of Nas, not what Nasnahit gives Nasan. This is the Ramban. On the other hand, what does Tosfos hold? That's the case of the Amira. The case of the Amira is what it says in the Brice. Nasan lo kesef v'amayim kudeses. So number one, so what we see is interesting machlokas. Why does Tosus have a diuk to a case that he's willing to classify as nasnahi v'amahu and speak about that case as classified as such and say b'adam chasuv mikudeses in that case? Because Tosus has the Nusach of the Amira as being what? Harim Kudeses, like it says in the Brice. The Ramban, who takes for granted that the Nusach of Amira has got to reference the Kabbalah, B'shasha HaKabel, jumps all over this point and says, you haven't answered the Kasha, you haven't said anything here. By Adam Chashuv, when he says what he's supposed to say, it's not going to be a Nusnehi, it's a Nusnehu. So you can't talk about this case being a deal, but it works, but Adam Chashuv, the entire logic falls by the wayside. Because once you're speaking about a case of Adam Chashuv, you're obviously going to have to talk about a case with Adam Chashuv said which words? B'shasha HaKabel. If he said B'shasha HaKabel, it's called Nasanhu, not Nasnahi. Tosus, on the other hand, assumes that the Amira need not reference the Kabbalah, that B'shasha HaKabel, and therefore Tosus apparently is willing to say it's a case of Nasnahi, but it's Mekudeshes because it's not Adam Chashuv. So what lies beneath this machlokas? What's really happening here? The Ramban assumes it's got to be a case where he says B'shasha HaKabel, given that it's not a case of Nasnahi, it's a case of Nasanhu. Tosus, who's apparently learning that the Nusach of the Amira is not B'shasha HaKabel, just Mekudeshes Li, the Kach, whatever. So Tosus is calling it Nasnahi. What's going on? Seemingly what's happening is, and we'll see, we'll go on in the Ramban in a minute, what's happening here is the following. Why does Ramban feel that he has to say B'shasha HaKabel? Because Ramban feels that this, that there's a Hanava Adam Chashuv, he's Makabel, she got a Hana that Adam Chashuv was Makabel Matana. Did he give her the Matana? Did he give her something? Did he give her Kesef or Hana Shava Kesef? He's doing his own thing. He's accepting something from her. How do you view that as his Nesina? For Kesef to be Kona, referred by Kedushin, not that she takes Kesef. He has to give her Kesef. He has to give her Kesef. Where's his Nesina? He's taking, he's not giving. She got her Noah from his taking. How's that called he gave her anything? He has to give her Kesef. He has to give her Kesef. Where to give her Kesef? The only way you can say he gave her the Kesef is if with his Kabbalah he says, I'm Mekadesh you with this that I'm Mekadel from you, that makes his acceptance a form of giving. If he doesn't acknowledge to her that he's accepting it, he has not given anything. Says Ramban, once you're telling me that you require that he gives her the Kesef, and that can only be through his referencing the Kabbalah, so then it's no longer Nasnahi anymore. It's a Nasanhu. Tosus, on the other hand, doesn't require that he give her the Kesef. Tosus just requires that she's Mekabel Kesef from him, not that he's no saying her Kesef. So Tosus had no problem with Kedushin Kesef means she accepts Kesef. Her Kabbalah is Kesef. So it's a Nasnahi. I Adam Chashuv, Mekudeshes. Because that's called that she's Mekabel Kesef from him. You don't need him to give it. You just need her to Mekabel Kesef from him. The Ramban says it's not called he gave her Kesef, and that's what's required, unless he says B'shasha HaKabel. That seems to be the beginning here. Let's go a step further. The Ramban continues. The Ramban continues and says, El ikud nosa. What's the real answer to this diuk? So how come we're not medayik from the sefer Nasni ba amrahi? Is Eina Mekudeshes. What about Nasnahi V'Amarhu? So what about that? Why aren't we Medayik some case like that? The answer is because it's a kosher came from the Sefer. Nasni V'Amarhu kosher came to Lavi Kedushin. Why? D'i Amala Hareyat Mekudeshes Li B'may Mekudeshes Li. If she says, "Harei at mikudeshes li, b'may mikudeshes li, v'harei ani mikudesh lach, ein alashin kedushin, v'tikach isha li ishu." Let me do the whole thing. Let's see it again. Nasnahi v'amahu is for sure l'avi kedushin. D'i amala, harei at mikudeshes li, nasnahi v'amahu. So he said, "B'may mekudeshes li." V'arei ani mekudesh lach ein alashin kedushin v'tikach isha li ishu, isha li ishu. Avo nasnahi v'amrahi. Sagadaitach kevan she'amra lo hareini mekudeshes lach. When she spoke and she gave and she said in mekudeshes, "B'masha ani nosenes lach shavisei adam chashuv." Maybe you would say that nasnahi v'amrahi is better, because by her speaking and her giving, she's, even though he's not Adam Chashuv, but she's valuing him. She's telling him, "I'm giving it to you, and I want Mekudesh this to you." She's putting him on a pedestal like he's an Adam Chashuv. Shari, he wrote Shabo. Umakna atzmalo. The hachi ka'amit lei. V'schashat ha'kabo mimeni harim Mekudesh eslach. So what is she saying to him? In the schar that you're in the kabbal me, I want him in the Mekudeshes. All of this is what she's saying. She's putting this into the words. Ve'il nami adayta dachi kibel. He's accepting it on the das that she, everything she just said. What did she just say? You're an Adam Chashuv to me. I'm giving it to you. I want him in the Mekudeshes to you. You're the Adam Chashuv. Your Kabbalah is worth everything to me. It's priceless. Nasnahi v'amrahi. Wow. Maybe this should be a Kedushin. It's better than Nasnahi v'amrahu. Because she's doing everything. She's saying everything. She's making him Adam Chashuv, and he's accepting it. Al Das Kain. Kamash Malan, that Filachi lo Tilakach, lo, why? Tilakach Isha li Isha. It goes under the problem of Kitikach lo Kitilakach. I don't understand. What is the Ramban saying? You have such an amazing Svara. That this is, she's making him Adam Chashuv. So this is his Nesina. Why is it called Kitilakach? There's a chiddush here in the sefer. Nasni v'amrahi, she's making him an adam chashuv, and he's accepting it on the adas kain, and she's saying on the kabbalah. So he's giving everything. So let it. So why is it kitilakach? What do you say? What?
He
didn't do anything. What? But he gave her. He's not the Mechashiv, his acceptance he gave. What?
He said he had written the Ram he saw back when he was Sugya, that
it's coming through.
When it comes through
you
her,
only know his Das through her. Okay? Could be. But I think it's more than that in the Ramban. Ramban is saying, he didn't give her, he didn't say anything. So, without, in other words, her, what's making this Kedushin? Her Kabbalah. Where's his Nesina? What makes it his Nesina? He didn't say, he opened his mouth. That can't be a Nesina. It's a Kabbalah. That's good for the problem. It's a Nesina conceptually. But this is not, it's not his, if he didn't say anything, it can't be his Nesina for Kedushin. That's good for the problem, Ki Tikach. The Torah says, "Ki yikach ishisha." It has to be through him. She cannot create the nesinas hakesef, that she took the kesef from him. He has to give it. questions are both there. Yeah, Ron.
Maybe it's, can it maybe be turning into a Natan Kufa Amrati, in which case...
It's a suffix.
I mean, why can't it be that?
The Ramban means it's a nasan uvamahi, but that's a sfeika. The Ramban says it's an absolute problem of the kitigaka.
Right, no, yeah,
the Ramban is not saying it's a sfeika.
Right, no, I'm saying why can't it be that? I mean,
why isn't it better than just, why isn't it something?
It's not, it can't be him the whole way through, but like halfway through.
So I think the answer is because if she's doing everything, she's being makabel the kesef from him, the Ramban, to the extent that he's passive, that's the problem of kiikach according to the Ramban. That you cannot have the Kedushin, if she's taking the Kedushin. He has to give the Kedushin. Just like the Ramban said before, that by Adam Chashav, he has to speak. So, otherwise he didn't give it. That's the problem of Kiyikach. He didn't give it, if he doesn't say, Bishasha Kabo, he didn't give it. If she says it and he just accepts it, that's what she says. He didn't give. So then that's the problem of Kiyika. And what did Tosis hold? Again, let's go back to Tosis. Tosis held that apparently it's sufficient if she's Makabel, even if he doesn't give. So it's called a Nasnahi V'Amarhu, right? Because it is a Nasnahi. Lamaisa she gave, but it's still right. It's still called in Tosis. It's called Nasnahi because he didn't talk about the Kabbalah, but that's enough. Now let's go to the end of the Tosis. What about the Rabbi Kibbeg's Diak in Tosis? Nasnahi va'amrahi va'adam chashu. So let's ask ourselves the following: why can't it be at least a Safek Kedushin? Nasnahi va'amrahi va'adam chashu. According to Tosis, what's the deal? Safek Mekudeshes or Eina Mekudeshes Bevada? Eina Mekudeshes Bevada. What's our problem? I is an Adam Chashav. So let it be a Nasan Huva Amrahi. So before we sang Svaris, without saying anything, it's not really called Ahana. Maybe not. Maybe it's done something different. Here, Tosis also has a problem of Kiyikach. What's the Safek of Nasan Huva Amrahi? Why is it a Safek? The way the Rush learns, the Tosa Rush, others, because Yikach has different parts to it. There's Nesina, there's Namira. There's different parts to Kiyikach. So if the Baal does something, the Ika part, he does the Nesina, not the Amira, perhaps that's good enough for Kiyikach. Maybe, maybe not. Suffolk. What's that? What about our case? Nasnahi v'amrahi by Adam Chashav. What did the Adam Chashav say according to Tosis? Well, here, he said nothing, right? He said absolutely nothing. And then when he speaks, he only has to say mikudeshesli. But here it's nasnahi v'amrahi. So here he did absolutely nothing. Not the nesina. She got what? She got hanah from him. But he didn't do anything. He didn't do any chedek of this, of this kicha. So Tosis could hold that the reason why it doesn't work, the vadai, is because it's a problem of kiyikach completely. It fails kiyikach in every way. Not because it's not cool that he gave her hanah if he doesn't say anything. Maybe the Tosis could agree with the tour that when it comes to mechira, if there's no lacha kiyikach, so the mocher speaks and the mocher says, "Here's money. I want you to purchase this karka with you are accepting the money from me. You're chashiv." Good. So he's kona the field. Tosis might agree with that. I Tosis says nasnahi v'amrahi. That's because here that he did absolutely nothing in the kicha. She's giving and she's speaking, so there's nothing to call as a kiyikach on his part. Okay, questions? So I mean, l'chor, we see here a number of points. We see a machlokes Tosis in the Ramban. When you have a case of Adam Chashuv, what is the requirement of Amira? Is an Amira stam harit mekudeshesli, or does it have to speak about the actual Kabbalah that you're taking, the Matana? The Ramban assumes that you have to reference the Kabbalah, you're being accepting it. Why? The Ramban assumes that you cannot have a Kenyan Kesef if you don't give the kesef. It's not enough that the kesef was taken and received on the other end. You have to give it. So the Ramban says, you obviously have to do that, otherwise you didn't give kesef. Once you're telling me that you said, then it's already enough, and who? Tosus disagrees. Tosus holds that it's enough that she was mekabel the kesef, even if he was not noticing the kesef, so the Lashon is not b'schasha kabel, and it's taka called nasnahi, the omer hu, and it will be mekudeshes be'adam chashev. That's what Tosus says. Meanwhile, the Ramban says that nasnahi v'amrahi is a bigger chidush, the nasnahi v'amer hu. Why? Because that would be a svar that maybe by saying everything out, I mean, skadeshes b'schar v'yom mekabel this for me, that makes him an adam chashev. Says, but that the reason why it doesn't work, even so, is because it's not called ki yikach, it's called ki tilakach. So we explain for the Ramban, because here the whole kedushin is taking place because of everything that she's doing, not because of him. In terms of Tosus says nasna hi v'amra hi is enam kudeshes bevadai even by adam chashuv. So we thought originally that's because without an amira, there isn't considered to be a hana at all. We said, and that's against the tour that says that by mechira there's no need for an amira. According to this, you need an amira everywhere. Now we're suggesting, no, Tosus could agree by mechira to the tour. Tosus would say, by a nasna hi, the amra hi, even though it's an adam chashuv, Tosus holds that fails the test of kiyikach, because he didn't do anything. She got hana, but there was no kicha on his part. He didn't do any part of the kicha. He didn't do the nesina. He didn't do the amir. Yeah.
Just for my own clarification, so we're saying in terms of the issue in Tosus between nasahi amrahi and bein ve'adam chashim bein ve'shlo adam chashim, we say vaday doesn't work. And our case of nasahi v'amar hu adam chashim saying it does work.
Yeah.
The issue there, we're saying, is an issue of
kiyikach,
right? So
nasnahi v'amar hu is called kiyikach, but according to Tosus, right. Even if the amira did not speak about the kabbal, his being makabel, even right. If his amira was just having kudeshes speak.
Right, so it's an issue. Right, so it's an issue of just fulfilling the requirements of kiyikach.
Yeah,
so how is the Torah going to subscribe to this svar potentially? Because he says there's no amira required by mefer. Because that's an issue of kinyan.
That's right.
Not an issue
that's
of
right.
Kiyikach.
That's right. Okay. That's right. In Shulchan Aruch, just to mention just a few Rashi talking in terms of this halacha of Adam Chashuv, Simen Chav Zayin. Yeah. Here, halacha tes. Nasnahi v'amra lo Heilach din azeh matana v'skadesh lach u'akacho v'amala hareyat nekudesh asli b'hana zu shekibalti mimeich matana. Okay, so the case that the Shulchan Aruch brings is that she says heilach din azeh matana v'skadesh lach, he takes it and he says mekudesh as b'hana zu shekibalti mimeich im adam chashev hu harei zu mekudesh as shahana yesh la b'yoso nena mimena. Continues the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rush earlier. What are the standards for Adam Chashuv? Because for non Adam Chashuv, there's no need for a get, but maybe he just makes it for Adam Chashuv. What's the definition of Adam Chashuv? Someone said this to me yesterday. You should maybe every time she says it, obviously there's some element of Shabisi Adam Chashuv. The Ramban says such a svar as a possibility. So could that carry weight also? It's an interesting question. What is the standard for Adam Chashuv? The way the Chokas Mechokik brings it, sounds like Stam a person is called Chashuv unless they're not called Chashuv. Stam bin Adam a called Chashuv, is that the way it works? Stam, what's the default of a person? To be Chashuv, not to be Chashuv. It's very hard to pin down exactly. Then the Ramah adds the following. All this was talking about that she said something in the beginning. What about the following? V'yesh machmir mafilu lo amra tchila kishenasna v'eskadish lach rak nasna stam v'amra lo eskadshi v'shaska tshuvas harash b'tafesh yud gimel. This is an interesting shayla. What would you say in a case where she didn't say anything, she gave something to him, stam, And lo and behold, he takes it, and he says, Harayat Mekudesh Esri, Bishar Shakai, all the right words, Bishar Shakivalti Mimech Matan. But she didn't say his Kaddishri initially. How necessary is it for that she has to speak in the beginning? From Tosus and Daf Hei that we just read, what would it sound like? What was Tosus talking about? That she said something in the beginning, or no? In Tosus' case? What? He said it, what? Doesn't say, Nasna, he doesn't say she spoke out. So that's the question. The Rashba is in the Richus about this. It could be that her Das was never for Kedushin. Maybe her Das was only for Matana. But let's say she tells you afterwards her Das was for Kedushin. But the Edom didn't know at the time. It gets to the question, but the Edom have to know her Das, only his Das. A lot of those issues that we once touched on play out in this situation. In other words, when she doesn't say anything and she just gives something to Stama, and you don't know her Das, where it's for Kedushin, and the next thing you know, he says, my Das is Kedushin, I'm giving you Kedushin b'schar shekibalti. And then she says, yeah, I was thinking the same thing afterwards. Well, let's say, whatever. So what would be then? Does it require her Amira initially as well or not? Yeah.
Is it possible that her Amira, depending on, I mean, I'm assuming that we're defining Adam Chashev in a certain way, but is it possible that Adam Chashev is a subjective thing and therefore her initial Amira could be Megal, the fact that she considers the person to be an Adam Chashev?
So, you know, another reason why you need her Amira. But the way it sounds earlier, it's the question of Adam Chashev is not necessarily a function of what she says, but it's an objective issue. Yeah, that, the mucker of that is the rush. The rush is we don't know exactly what Adam Chashev is. Okay, I was just thinking just to talk out.